Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Everybody, 12:34 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. And we are going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. We are pleased to be joined by John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling, you need to get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Hello, John. How you doing?
Good. I mean, you're playing the Doobie Brothers for a whole song, Bob. I thought you were grooving in there. That was good.
Well, it's whose birthday is it today again?
Tom Johnston's.
Tom Johnston from the... Oh, there wow. We go. That's why.
There you go.
Hey, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Brendan brought up, and we've talked about this a bit, about maybe the changing landscape and perception of Ken Holland here. The Oilers go three rounds of the playoffs. The organization, the only one in the NHL that's still got, they've had 10 first-round picks over the last 10 years. They've kept them all. They're all still in the organization. We're going to go to your neck of the woods. We're going to go to Penticton. Well, I think we're going to go there, but the Oilers are going there for sure. Third week of September, and the Oilers could have four first-round picks, and Brendan started saying, you know, do you think maybe the perception of Ken has changed a bit with the fans? Because he did hold the picks. This text comes in out of BC. It says, Bob, would you rather have a cup now or watching Borgo and Holloway compete for the Spengler Cup in 4 years? So obviously this texter out of BC is not a big fan. A big fan of where we're at here in terms of with the. But just give me your thought process on a general manager who believes in drafting and development.
Well, I think if you look at a track record, Bob, I mean, Kenny Holland's track record over the last three decades is hard to challenge. When, you know, his last I checked, is, you know, the goal is to win the Stanley Cup, and his name is on the Stanley Cup, what, at least four times?
Yep.
And three of those is the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. And, you know... Being a manager in the National Hockey League is not a popularity contest. Being a manager is to build a winner and one that can, you know, contend on a regular basis. That philosophy is not necessarily held by everybody, because some teams and some managers want to win and then rebuild. But when you look at the teams that are designed around superstars, and you look at Pittsburgh, you look at what Chicago has did for a decade, what the Red Wings did for more than a decade, you build around stars. And so Kenny's opportunity to build around Leon and Connor, I think he's doing the right thing and trying to find a way to appease those who want to win right now, which I think he's solved that problem, and yet put the organization in a good stead for a long period of time.
Yeah, it is interesting. And Ken, you know, went to the U18 championship, which was held in Red Deer. You know, was at the opening week of when we had him on last Monday. John, he was, you know, in town for the World Juniors as well. So he's here for the first week of that. And next year is a real deep draft, especially for forwards. And I just get the sense that, hey, when the GM is at the event, actually gets to see some of the kids play, to me, that enhances the probability that he might be holding on to his own number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I also think that, as you mentioned earlier, I think that there is an overarching philosophy that we're, you know, it will have to be a special time and a special place to lose a first round pick. Period. You know, if they feel that they're one player away from going all the way to the Stanley Cup and winning it, which is not ever a guarantee, then he might do it. But in building a team, I mean, I think you have to build for the next decade with those first round picks. You and I have had this conversation tons of times. I've never been a manager, but I've been around enough managers to talk about it and know guys that have different philosophies. And some say, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can all the time to win right now because the pressure's on me from fans, from ownership to win right now. Or there's a guy who believes that I'm going to take my time and make sure that this franchise is relevant for a decade. Each one of those rationales has its point and can keep people happy. Here's the thing. What will it take for an Oilers fan to be happy for three consecutive years? What would it take, Bob?
Final four finish, maybe with a Stanley Cup championship.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go to the conference final 2 years in a row, they'll still be ticked off at you that you didn't win. You know, it will always be hard to appease a fan base. You know, I suspect that you know, Oiler fans who deserve a championship, you want to win that championship two out of those three times. And why can't they? They've got Connor McDavid. They got Leon Draisaitl. Now you need to build a beyond the core group to have people that can help to support the team and be a consistent winner. All I have to do, look at Carolina. Carolina was one of those teams that won a Stanley Cup and the following year didn't make the playoffs. New Jersey did a similar thing. Won the Stanley Cup, didn't make the playoffs. I don't think Oilers fans would tolerate that. I think that they want consistency, they want regularity, and they want to be in that championship series a heck of a lot more than most teams can provide them. But the only way you do that is if you have a good core of your own people, particularly if you're as good a team as the Oilers expect to be, you're going to be drafting 25 to 32.
Yeah. Dylan has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. If you're a true Oilers fan, you can see where Ken Holland is taking us and have been happy with the last 3 years. Way too many bandwagon fans in this city from Dylan. I got to tell you, I think the Oilers have a pretty good fan base. Like, there were some lean years there.
The Oilers have a great fan base.
Yes.
Oilers have a great fan base. And, you know, you and I, again, another topic you and I've talked about. I think Oilers fans are the second most loyal and passionate fan base in the country and probably in the top five in the National Hockey League
Sure.
for that reason.
John,
you know, Edmonton and Montreal.
Yeah, those are the two. John Shannon joining us. John, I'm going to totally... you know what? We got Jay Woodcroft coming up here at 105. Any thoughts on maybe the biggest question mark from your perspective for Jay and his staff heading into the preseason here?
How do you replace Duncan Keith's leadership? You know, there's a lot, again, and people are going to be, they're driving down the white mud right now saying, Duncan Keith! Well, I'm telling you right now, Duncan Keith may not have been an elite defenseman, but he was an elite leader. And I think, and Duncan Keith came to town to do exactly what he was supposed to do, was teach leadership. And so, and Jay knows this because, you know, at a certain point, the players play the game. The players have to lead themselves. Who's going to replace Duncan Keith's leadership? That, to me, is a huge, huge story that Jay, I'm sure, has contemplated himself in trying to figure out what he and Dave Manson and Glenn Gullitson and the rest of the staff are going to go through.
All right. Now we're going to talk about some TV and some radio. You started the Maple Leafs TV, right?
Yes, Leafs TV in 2001. Yeah.
What's going on with that right now? Because I received a message today from a guy by the name of Trent who follows these sort of things. Is it no longer up and running, or have they taken a hiatus?
Well, the name has changed over the last, after I left. They got some brand people in there to figure out, and they changed it to Leafs Nations Network. And then again, after I left, what they did do was they took, we had finally convinced everybody that we needed actual live games on the channel in order to make it viable.
Okay.
They took all the games off. They took all the games off the channel. So its role in talking to Maple Leaf fans changed. And it became much more internet based, much more online based than it was a regular TV channel. And I think that when you look at the landscape of television in this country, and particularly in Southern Ontario, the role that a channel for Maple Leaf fans plays, it only works if you have games on it. And if there are no games on it, you have to wonder what its future would be. And I think that's probably what's being contemplated right now.
Interesting. Because, you know, I've had people suggest to me, well, you know, a version of Oilers TV could work in Edmonton, a subscription-based. So...
Yeah, I certainly think that that's viable. But, and, you know, you have to wonder... you know what, does it make sense to do one with both Calgary and Edmonton, Bob? Does that make it more viable?
Yeah.
You know, the audience size in Alberta is still not anywhere as large as Southern Ontario. But you still have to be able to deliver compelling content.
Yeah.
You know, how many times will you watch Wayne Gretzky's 50 goals in 39 games a night against the Philadelphia Flyers? How many, you know, that becomes the real challenge. You need to be able to do it and put games on there, Bob, and that's really the key. You need to be able to build
right.
an audience for a pregame show, a postgame show, and compelling content on a daily basis. And then, Bob, what do you do in the summertime?
Oh, well,
what do
you
do in the summertime? I mean, it's hard.
Well, you know this because you've got the podcast going with Bob McCowan, which has the Bob Stauffer exemption, so I'll never appear on it. But you have the podcast, and you keep the pod. You have the podcast going all summer, right? And we do.
Oh, we do for one reason. We do for one reason, because every other hockey podcast is shut down.
Yeah.
So we think there's a void to fill. But it's a challenge. I mean, an hour a day is one thing. Try to create 6 or 7 hours of content on a daily basis in the summertime about hockey. It's hard.
We do this two-hour show called Oilers Now. It's a little show in Edmonton. And I can tell you right now that I have color guys around the league, because, as you know, I do color. And they're like, you do color and you do a show year-round? I'm like, yeah, we do like 50 out of 52 weeks. During the pandemic, we did 100 out of 101 weeks. You know, that's our fan base. They love it. And, you know, and hey, it's not always super intense. Sometimes we, you know, it's a lot. The trade deadline or free agency day is a lot different than a Friday throwaway show. But you know how it is. So.
Sure. Well, you know what? The reason your show is the great guests. That's the key.
Well, yeah. You know, if only you could upgrade your guests with a really good guy out of Edmonton one time. This text comes in from Cactus Jack. Shannon is right. It's the SEC Network, not Bama TV. Battle of Four Alberta. So he's saying it needs to be an Alberta-based if you were ever to go down that path. That's an interesting perspective.
Absolutely.
Have you?
Well, let's be practical. Look at the deal that has been cut with Sportsnet. You know what you don't. You know it's an Alberta contract. It's not a Calgary contract and an Edmonton contract. It's an Alberta contract. If you did it the way all the other regional deals are done in the United States, for instance, which is what most teams are allowed to do. Could you imagine, you know, living on the south side of Red Deer, being told you're in Calgary Flames territory and you couldn't listen to or watch Edmonton Oilers television? You don't want to do that. That's not smart business. Smart business is Alberta is a great hockey market, and there's room enough for both the Flames and the Oilers to thrive.
Battle for Alberta. But have you heard anything about this Vancouver radio rights thing? Are they taking this thing in? Have you heard anything on this?
A little bit. Potentially, they feel that, and I don't know this talking to anybody inside, but potentially they feel they can't generate enough revenue. On a radio rights deal that the revenue they can generate online, you know, online is it's becoming an easier and easier component to justify. There's one team in the CFL that has already done it.
Hamilton.
It's a great success in Hamilton. And so from that perspective, the Los Angeles Kings have done this, the San Jose Sharks have done this, the New Jersey Devils have done this. So it's the ever-changing world of how we consume live sports.
Have you watched much of the World Juniors?
No, I honestly haven't. I have. The weather's been too nice. My golf game's been too bad. Funny, I have friends at TSN, and they said, have you watched? They said, no, but, you know, the closer we get to the medal games, I will.
Yeah.
And, but you know what? That's true for the World Juniors when they're at Christmas time, too. You know, the interest in the numbers grow exponentially as we get closer to the gold medal games. Yeah.
John, great stuff. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Bob, I'll try to get you off that no-fly list. So.
Work your magic. That is John Shannon.
I'll talk to the producer.
See if he can make it happen. Our NHL insider, John Shannon, courtesy of Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. We will tell you that guests and Oilers now receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night in the town, every meal is an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse. When we come back, we will hear a quick clip from Ken Holland, Jay Woodcroft coming up at 105, and Scott Housen, the president and commissioner of the American Hockey League, when we return.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are just pounding the Doobie Brothers today.
This is my last one. Second hour, I'll be fresh.
Like last week, we came back from the holiday, and we're all over Woodstock 99. Train wreck after watching it on Netflix. So how about this? There's two documentaries out right now on the largest bank heist ever in South America. One in Brazil and one in Argentina. They're done completely differently. One of them's got a bit of a magic realism feel to it. So I started watching one, and then I went back and thought I was continuing to watch the one I started and realized, wait a sec, this one's in Brazil. The other one was in Argentina. But I find that stuff fascinating, you know, true crime and that sort of thing. Can't be all sports all the time. College football is starting right away here. The Elks, we do have the World Juniors going on. It's interesting times, to say the least. Jay Woodcroft coming up today at 12:53. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Yeah, I still thought the train wreck. Did you end up seeing the doc yet on Woodstock 99?
I can't convince my girlfriend to watch basically the same story over again, so maybe. Because remember, we watched the Crave one together.
Yeah. You know what's out on Crave? Is it next week? The precursor to Game of Thrones is starting on Crave?
Like the prequel?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Prequel? I got to get the terminology down.
I was never big into Game
of Thrones. You were never big into Game of Thrones?
I tried.
I got into it late. I almost gave back my man card when I was discussing how realistic the dragons looked with one of my buddies at the bar one time. He was like, yeah, there's... You know what was fun was watching... You'd go on YouTube and they'd have like these parties for Game of Thrones. I think it was at a pub in Chicago or whatever. And it was a pretty unique collection of individuals.
All dressed up, I'm sure.
Well, a lot of tattoos on everybody. Mind you, maybe that's today's... I mean, how many do you have?
I've got a full sleeve on my right arm and then just one on my calf. And that's all I plan on getting. Like, I'm done once the sleeve is done.
And when I grew up, tattoo was Hervé Velázquez. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody had him back then. Nobody. It's just a different era, right? Like, it's... Plus, at my current weight, if I was to drop some weight, it would end up... It just wouldn't look good. And it's always possible. 12:55 in Edmonton. You can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, I almost cut myself shaving with the death of a salesman reference in an appreciative audience of one, at least. Well, thank you for that. You can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, where will Keith's leadership, this is from Cold Laker now in the jaw, where will Keith's leadership come from the upcoming season? It's a slap in the face to Woodcroft and Manson and Draisaitl and McDavid and Hyman and so on. You need compelling hockey to justify pay-per-view. But tell John that ESPN picked up Oilers games this past season. They usually play compelling hockey, and adding the Flames is not sweetening the pot. Love the guy, but John had a dog day in August. On Dog Day Afternoon with Al Pacino. All right, let's get to Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. Ken Holland was on last week. We're going to hear from Jay Woodcroft at 105. Ken had this to say on this year's off-season signings.
I feel good about what we were able to accomplish over the course of the summer. I think that with the growth of some of our forwards, I think we're getting, you know, obviously one of the things that we've tried to do over the last 3 years is get deeper up front. And I think we're slowly, you know, when Evander Kane came on board, and now we've kept him, and, you know, Zach Hyman, the growth of Yamamoto and the growth of McLeod and the growth of Puljujärvi. You know, I'm looking forward to getting to camp to see what guys like Holloway and Broberg, Desharnais, Samarukov, Niemelainen, you know, certainly Stu Skinner. We're planning on Stu Skinner. Part of getting better is that the young people are pushing on, not only on your team and getting better, but the push to make your team makes you deeper. So I think I feel good about where we're at today. But you know, if you can find somebody out there that for $750, $850, obviously anybody that makes, you know, under 1.175, you know, that gives you the flexibility that you can put that player in the minors and he's off your cap. So that's the beauty of signing somebody that between $750 and $950. Now they can come in and make your team deeper and better, good. But if they don't win, they can go. You can put them on waivers and they're off your cap, and you can maybe tuck them away in the American League, and they can give you more depth, because over the course of 82 games, you're going to need more than 12 or 13 forwards. You're going to probably need 14, 15, 16 forwards, and realistically, you're probably going to need, you know, 9 or 10 defense, but so you got to have depth.
There you go. That is Edmonton Oilers General Manager Ken Holland. Jay Woodcroft coming up at 105, 1257 in Edmonton. A reminder, all season long, the Oilers Now Injury Report is brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. 250-plus years of experience at James H. Brown. It's this simple. They're the best at what they do. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back in Oilers Now, our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky, Jay Woodcroft.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.